Das kann so sagen, dass wir gestern sagen, wenn wir heute mit der Sukkah darf jut sein. Sagt die Mishnah, if the Schach is placed 3 Tfachim from the wall, leaving an empty space, the Sukkah is possible. If there's a hole in the roof of a house and someone puts kosher a Schach over that hole, if there are 4 Amos between the wall and the opening of the Schach, it's possible. Same would hold true for porches in a courtyard over which Schach was placed. Same would be in a large Sukkah where possible Schach was placed near the walls and valid Schach was placed in the center. Why did the Mishnah have to give 3 cases to illustrate the same concept of Doifin Akuma? The Gemara says, if we would have just given the case of the house, we would say Doifin Akuma only applies there because the walls are made for the house. However, when the walls of the courtyard, where the walls of the courtyards are not made for the porches, and therefore maybe we would not say Doifin Akuma over there. So we have to give the case over there also. And if we were only say in those 2 cases, we would think only in those cases we say Doifin Akuma because the space between the schach and the walls are filled with items that are not inherently possible as schach. The roof of it is made of wood, which is only possible because of Tasa Levin Osoi. However, in the 3rd case where he placed inherently possible schach, maybe we wouldn't say Doifin Akuma. That's why the Mishnah has to give all 3 cases. Rabbah found the Rabbanan saying in the name of Rav that an empty space of 3 tefachim makes the sukkah puzzle, and the puzzle and puzzle's chach of 4 tefachim makes the sukkah puzzle also. Rabbah asked them, you say that 3 tefachim of empty space makes the sukkah puzzle based on our Mishnah. The same Mishnah that says that puzzle's chach only makes the sukkah puzzle when it's 4 amas, not 4 tefachim. So where do you get 4 tefachim from? The Rabbanan said, the Rav and Shmuel both say our Mishnah is discussing where the puzzle's chach is on the side, and it works through Doifin Akuma. That's when you have up to 4 amas. Rabbi said, I then asked them, if there was Pasul Schach less than 4 Tvachim next to the empty space, less than 3 Tvachim, it should be kosher. However, if one was to fill the empty space of the Pasul Schach, the Sukkah would become Pasul. There would be more than 4 Tvachim of Pasul Schach. How can it be that an empty space, which is more Chumerdik in that a smaller amount makes it Pasul, would not make the Sukkah Pasul, but then putting Pasul Schach there would make it Pasul? The Rabbanan answered, that same question exists according to you when there is Pasul Schach less than 4 Amas next to an empty space. That's 3 tefachim. Rabbi said, according to me, when the puzzle schach is less than 4 amas, the requisite amount doesn't exist to make a puzzle. It's a size requirement, not based on theory. This won't combine with the empty space because the size requirements are drastically different. However, according to you, the size of 4 tefachim is based on the theory that 4 tefachim of puzzle schach creates a separation of the valid schach and the sukkah. Since the empty space is based on the same theory, the chayre, they should combine and make the sukkah puzzle. By es Rabbah, even according to you, they should combine because in a sukkah of a minimum measurement 7x7, empty space and schach puzzle will make the sukkah puzzle even if they're only 3 tvachim. Therefore, they have the same shear and should combine. Rabbah said, in that case, sukkah is puzzle because it lacks the minimum size necessary for a sukkah, not because of the size of the puzzle schach. Why does he say that whenever things do not have the same minimum shear, they can't be combined? The Mishnah says that different materials combine for the shear of tumah, even though each type of material has its own distinct shear to become tameh. Rav Shimon explains that the case of the Mishnah is different because they all share the minimum size needed to become tameh through being sat upon by a zav. So therefore, since even when just one square, because meaning even when just one square tefach, they become tamid. So therefore, they're fit to be used as a patch for a donkey saddle. Therefore, they combine at other times as well. In Arda, they said Rabbi Yehuda name of Shmuel said puzzles chach and middle of the sukkah makes the sukkah puzzle even when just 4 tefachim. When it's at a sukkah wall, it's only puzzle when it's 4 amas. Rav said in both cases it's only puzzle when it's 4 amas. For example, the early Mishnah said that if one puts a 4 tefach board on a sukkah, it's kosher. How would Shmuel explained this, or said he would say it's disgusting when it was put on the side near the wall. In fact, my Brisa says boards don't combine to make a sukkah possible, or Meir says they do. According to the version that Rav said, even in the middle of the sukkah, it's only a problem when the puzzle schach is 4 amas. This is understandable because it refers to the boards combining to become 4 amas. However, according to the version that says that in the middle it's puzzle, even when it's just 4 tvachim, how can this be explained? If it's already 4 tvachim, it's puzzle. What are they combining for? If they're less than 4 tvachim, then they're simply sticks, which clearly can't be a problem when combined. Or it says the Brisa may be dealing with boards that are 4 tvachim wide, which our mayor says is puzzle schach, and the issue being dealt with is whether they combine to 4 amas near the wall. We all agree that it would be puzzle when it's more than 4 amas. But if it's less than 4 amas, everyone would agree that by the wall it would not make it puzzle. Rechmar Bryce says, if someone covered a sukkah with boards of 4 tefachim, Rav Meir would agree that if between each board of 4 tefachim there's a space of equal size, and that space is filled with valid kosher schach, the sukkah will be kosher. Now, according to the version that in the middle of the sukkah it's puzzle at 4 tefachim, why is this a kosher sukkah when there are boards of 4 tefachim in the middle of the sukkah? So Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Chua, said, the Bryce is discussing a sukkah that is exactly 8 amas. At each end, he placed a 4 tefach board, and then alternated between valid schach and a board toward the middle of the sukkah. The result is that the middle 8 tefachim of the sukkah is covered with kosher schach. After taking into account Doifin Akuma, the middle eight Tvachim are the main part of the Sukkah, and it's large enough to create a Kosher Sukkah, and that's the case that's being dealt with.